Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Steve today and bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Mike Whitaker. He's probably going to wind up being an old friend. He's got to come across, folks. We've dropped the gavel on that one. We're going to invite him back. He's the founder of Idea Getaway. And also the new book that he's written is called The Decision Makeover, An Intentional Approach to Living the Life You Want. That's going to be available. Can they pre-order it now?
It's available now, and it's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
All right.
It's a lot of Barnes & Noble stores.
So check that out. It's all about making better decisions, making more decisions, making quicker decisions, making smaller ones. Define the makeover process.
Well, makeover was a purposeful word for me because at any age, we can all start making better decisions. Everybody I interviewed for the book and in my life experiences, everyone's got regrets. We carry them around like a luggage. And the idea I had in the book with the word makeover was let's shove all that into our past and understand why we make good decisions versus bad, understand ourselves a little bit better, and then the decision makeover process, which the book walks you through with exercises, helps you create somewhat the future you and the future business that you want to create, and you make decisions to track you there very efficiently as fast as possible. And that's what people want. So, a lot of fun.
Well, and you talk about prime goals. Explain that.
Okay, so people that have too many goals have to get up every day and head out in the world very rarely accomplish much because they're moving too many pieces at one time. It's kind of like the chessboard, too many pieces at one time. But if you have five prime goals, which I just described in the book, once you identify five, these are milestones you can actually achieve. They could be for this month, this year, 5 years from now. But what's the five most important things to you? And then I have you pick one number one. And the reason we do this is whatever you label number one goal, every decision you make has to support that goal. I know from what you eat, what you wear, what you do, who you talk to, everything supports. If you do that, you will achieve the number one goal. Then you'll swap it out for a new number one goal. But it's about knocking down the prime decision, the prime goals with prime decisions. And by doing that, it's a good discipline process to get what you want.
Is your prime goal, could it be a life plan? Could it be this year's model? What
prime goals could be like for a business. Prime goal would be I want to hit X number of dollars in revenue. I want to have this level of profitability.
It can change. The reason I said that is in January 2009. After the collapse, I told my audience, our prime goal is to open our doors January 1, 2010. That's it. I said, that's all we're going to do is stay. We're going to call ourselves a success if we can open our doors a year from now. And so that was our prime goal. And so go ahead.
And once you did that, you upgraded to another prime goal. The idea is cultivate five. Have five on top of your mind and not more, because five is enough. And they're about who and the what you want to have in your life that you don't have today, and they're about what you can accomplish. So that may be something about business or personal or health and leisure, whatever it is. But the decision-making process that is in the book takes you through the five prime goal exercise and labeling which one's number one for now. And I'm just telling you, if you really want something, if it's labeled number one and every decision you make supports getting that goal met, it will happen. The trick is, people have all kinds of excuses on why things don't happen, and that is the bad mindset, because we truly get what we decide in life and in business.
Say that again, folks. This is going to be on the test. Go ahead.
So we truly get what we decide in life and business. We are accountable. It's all about our decision-making.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really about luck. It's not what other people do. And so once people own it and don't fear it, they start realizing it's about turning left or right, option A versus option B, and you get better at it. Coming. And then that's the decision-making process. And it's very, very important that it's a makeover in our mind.
And if you can get to the point where you look forward to making decisions, if you can get to the point where you love coming to an intersection where a decision has to be made, if you get to the point where you can say you know how to break down something that looks big and ugly into little bitty bite sizes and take it apart and put it back together on the other side successfully, when you get to that point, which you can only do with experience and with doing it over and over again, when you get to that point, you're gonna make it. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, I think so. You can't fear it. You have to look at everybody and everything in your life has a decision-making process you've got to address. Like, because everyone's got a relationship that needs work, a business that needs work, personal goals that need work, and you need to either fix them or call fail. That's what I call fix or fail fast.
Yeah.
The book too.
Yep.
One of the two, and your life starts.
But let's get it. Let's whatever it's going to be. Let's get it over with, right?
Let's make
it happen. And I think when I look at a big decision that's coming up, I think of it as like a present. I can't wait to open that thing up and see what's inside.
Well, and you have a lot of experience, right? A lot of folks.
But I didn't used to have a lot of experience. Once upon a time, I didn't. Hey, Mike, I still got the knots on my head to prove it.
That's true. Well, that's why I wrote the book. Because not everyone's got the experience, but everyone wants what they want in life. Everyone has goals they want to meet, and Mike, but the decision-making process truly can get them closer to making that happen.
Well, everybody, experienced or not, should be following your decision makeover plan, which is the name of the book, The Decision Makeover by Mike Whitaker. Hey, Mike, it's mikewhitaker.com, right? One T.
That's correct. That's right.
Will you come back?
We'd love to come back. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Good job today. Congratulations again on the book.
Have a great day.
It's available wherever books are sold, folks. Check it out. I can take a quick break. I'll be right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.